Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez, coming to you live. No? Coming to you alive. I'm alive from Denver, Colorado. Real Ass Podcast on the road right now. The great international superstar Zach D'Amico is here.
How you doing, buddy?
Chilling, man. You excited?
Yeah, it's been a good run so far. It's
been great. A lot of fun. Last night, Colorado Springs, sold out show. Fucking weird ass fucking town. I'll tell you that much. Weird looking people. But we do have an incredible guest on the show who has been the other half of the Offend Everyone tour. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him from Berg's Base. He's the one and only Aaron Berg.
What's up, dudes?
What's up, dude? Aaron's a little bit tired. And he's very upset. He's pinching pennies. He's watching his wallet every single moment we're here. You should hear this guy.
Yeah, it's worrisome. I got to get 9 trees removed from my backyard. That's $540. And for some reason, some idiot spent $6,000 on a helicopter this weekend.
Yeah, that was ridiculous.
No idea who did that.
Aaron Berg came to Tim Dillon's party in the Hamptons, and he got a helicopter because we were trying to beat the traffic. We all talked about splitting a helicopter.
Yeah.
It was going to be like $1,500 each. It was a lot.
Yeah.
It was a lot.
It was a lot. We talked about getting a plane, too.
Yeah, and I was, dude, my check came. I was going to be paying for two of us.
Yeah.
It was, so for me,
Jay
it was be,
cheaped out.
Jay was the one who didn't want to do it. Big Jay.
Big Jay. Yeah, cost us the plane.
Yeah, he was like, we're not doing it.
He's like, that much? I thought it was that much for everybody.
So much money. But
sounds like something a Big Jay would do. Yeah.
the reality. What?
Is that fine?
Yes. Oh, okay. Paco, see now
Paco's so worried
edit,
about everything.
Weirdo.
Yeah, it's all awkward.
It's fine. Okay. I got it, dude.
Let's be very clear. Louis has a girl. He's not
girl.
Gay.
Louis sorry is the to one that knows this. What Louis can't talk about.
Louis is reverse dude. Liberace. He doesn't want anybody
about.
To know that he's dating a
no,
girl.
No, I said I didn't want my girl to be featured in the
Playboy.
Penthouse magazine. No, I don't want her to be featured in the Summer of Louis because, you know, it's a little bit much to be featured in my web series.
Yeah, that's a lot.
It's a lot. People know I'm dating somebody.
You
it's
can
fine
say her name.
Oh, relax.
And she's a girl.
She's a gal.
Yeah, a proper lady.
Relax. So either way, we were going to go, and it was too much money. But the reason we were even considering it was because
traffic.
In the Hamptons, you figure it's going to be on Labor Day, a wild amount of traffic to get out there. 5 hours, 4 hours, whatever else it is. Yeah. It was like, fuck it, let's look into this. We ended up not doing it. Very jealous. Aaron's like, I'm doing it. And I was like, fuck it, I'm just going to just deal with the traffic. And I wasn't even going to go. If it was going to be more than 3.5 hours, I just was going to bail. And Tim changed the day of the party for me specifically. He was going to do it on Sunday. And I was like, no, dude, I can't come Sunday. Do it on
really?
Monday. Yeah, oh yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I when I put my GPS, 2 hours and 15 minutes, nothing. Door to door from Jersey.
Yeah.
There was almost no traffic on Labor Day.
None.
Aaron wasted $6,000 for him and his family to charter a helicopter.
What a day, though.
For no reason.
So great.
No
so
reason.
Fun. Never again will we do it, but it was so much fun.
By the way, if your helicopter went down, it wouldn't have even made the newspaper.
This is what Louis C.K. said.
Did he say that?
He goes, if your helicopter would have went down, I'd be like, oh, a helicopter went down? I don't even know who this guy is. And then I slapped him in the face.
Slapped Louis right in his face.
Yeah, while his dog
made
watched.
Him watch him jerk off.
Yeah.
So it was just your family and a pilot?
Yeah.
That's pretty baller, though. Your kid's going to have that memory.
Yeah. And
no,
we
she's
went.
Not. She's fucking four, dude. She's literally
she's five
not
now.
Remember.
Memory
she's
kicks in at five.
Gonna,
no, that's her first memory is a helicopter.
It could be a core memory. It
yeah,
could be.
For sure. She works her core.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she was molested on that helicopter,
thank
that would have come out
somebody
someday.
Does.
Oh, God. I'm so bloated.
Aaron is all arms in the gym. You should see him go.
All arms. I'm bloated. How are you feeling?
Shut up, dude.
You're leaning back.
Hello.
Watch this. I can blow.
Hello,
back.
Everyone.
Blow it right out.
It's
like
disgusting.
That. Look at that. People love that.
So anyway, we ended up not going to what? I'm gonna come forward. Shut up,
Paco.
You told me to fucking
oh, your
back.
Stomach looked really bad when he did
no,
that.
No,
go
dude,
back.
Fuck, dude. Shut up, dude. Shut up. Now I got Aaron in his head now he's throwing it back at me.
We didn't train at all this trip. We got to work out. You look really flabby, so do I.
Thank you. Please stop.
These people paid a lot of money for tickets tonight. Hey, look at all these fat guys.
Fat, bald pieces of shit.
Is that why you brought me on this leg?
Hey, we look great.
Does it feel better?
So, anyway, we were fucking... yeah, you spent way too much money.
It was great.
No traffic there, no traffic back. Incredible.
It was great. It was a nice party.
I have to be honest with you, Aaron. $540 to take out 9 trees sounds pretty decent.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
per tree?
No, for the whole thing. All 9 trees.
Oh, I thought it was per tree.
The small trees, though. All the trees are dead.
That sounds pretty okay.
It's okay, sure.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, but add that on to $6,000 for a helicopter.
You should have just used the helicopter blades to cut out.
We're going down. Do it over this yard. I got loud.
Yeah, dude. It's a great experience for the kids, though.
Yeah. That's you went awesome. To Italy. That I wasn't did. Cheap.
Well, it's a way more fulfilling experience. It wasn't much more than the
for
six
wops.
Grand. It wasn't much more expensive than the $6,000 you spent in a helicopter.
Yeah. And so, you had a great time.
Incredible time.
You went into a Schwitz?
Yeah. It was Schwitz.
Fun. Schwitz.
Was James for Schwitz?
For Schwitz.
For James. How do you feel? Is he like
dude,
you?
He's he like me, dude. He fucking laid down. He was like, I get it. He was like, Dad, this is awesome.
He said, I get it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it was a particularly nice steam room in the bottom of this hotel. And it was fucking, yeah, dude. There was like hoses in there where you turn them on with like cold water so you could pour them over your head and drink out of them.
It's nice.
It was fucking really great, dude. Really loved it.
Italy's fun.
Italy's the best.
You like it better than
Puerto
Rico?
I went to a fucking Schwitzer. In Jersey, BRC. I think it's called BRC. Look it up, Paco. Do some producing. Jesus Christ, dude.
BRC.
I think it's called BRC. It's in Fairlawn, New Jersey.
Yeah.
It's a little Schwitz place. And I forgot my watch in the locker. Went there, left my watch in the locker, right? Didn't think about it until the next day. Next day, like 1 o'clock, I called him up. Like,
your
oh,
good
dude.
Watch.
Yeah, this watch. Yeah, yeah. I only have two watches.
The Casio.
It's the fucking tag. Fucking, yeah. But I like this watch. Your other, it's all the other watches I see you wear, they look like you're like you own a candy store. They're all huge and fucking colorful. They stink. I hate your watches.
I got two nice ones.
That's a nice one right there. But I left it in the locker, and I called him up, and I was like, dude, I was like, locker 95. I was like, please, if you go look in the top. Like, I just didn't see it when I left. They were like, oh, we rented it out already. It's these Russian Jews. And I was like, dude, this is it. My watch is gone.
Yeah.
And it's not crazy expensive. It was $2,500 for this watch. Yeah. I don't spend $2,500 on things I put on my body, okay? That's just not... That's a lot of money for me.
To me, that's like less than half a helicopter ride.
That's nothing. I mean, this would not be a core memory for your daughter. This watch, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess when the person came back from the locker, the person brought the watch from the locker, found it and gave it. I would never in a million years do that.
Not without Googling how much it was worth first.
Yeah. I would, if I saw this
watch. If you saw a tag, you'd know it's worth money.
If I saw a tag, I would know it's worth money. But some people wouldn't.
I wouldn't know.
But it's heavy enough. You would feel the watch. It's heavy enough that you go, like, this isn't like a cheap shit watch you buy at like Sears. Like, it feels like nice. So you'd probably Google it.
And then they took it back to the Russian Jews, and, you know, they were, like, drooling all over.
They started melting it before I called. They're like, oh, hey, here.
Oh, it's here. It's here. He's trying to make it into fillings for his grandmother. They took them in the Holocaust. They must replace.
Dude, yeah, but I will say BRC. Isn't it BRC? Shout out to them because they were very honest. I would have, if I was the woman that they brought it to, I would have fucking been like, cool, my brand new watch. There's no way to know whose watch this is.
Yeah. You thinking about getting it engraved? If found, please return to.
Yeah, like a dog tag?
Yeah, that'd be a pretty cool idea.
Put Pinterest's phone number on it.
Schwitz. Yeah. You ate pizza?
Yeah, of course.
Zach got sick last night.
I did the whole recap already of Italy. So
I did the whole recap of Zach getting sick.
Oh, on your pod?
Yeah.
I mean, he was wearing a Taco Bell hat.
Yeah.
I was.
He feels better now.
I'm much better.
Yeah, you look better.
Yeah, I feel. It was a tough one.
Yeah, altitude sickness. Yeah. They say. Yeah, I walk around fucking. I'm short of breath all the time since I've been here.
Come on,
yes, what do you got?
I'm gonna. Try.
Were you out of breath walking to this room through the fucking maze of rooms
coming up the stairs?
Yeah, dude, checking into the hotel, I got out of breath because I was kind of briskly walked in. I felt it in my chest. It's
weird.
I understand it. I understand why they say that, dude. Like, I don't want to go on a run right now. When I woke up this morning, my whole body felt like numb. Like the top of my head kind of hurt.
Go on a run.
Hurt.
do it. You could do it. You could do a run for half an hour in this.
Probably.
I'm going to do
You want to do it with me? Do it with me. I'll do cardio with you. If you want to go out after this, we'll go on a run.
I'm not going out.
And then we're going to go to Capital fucking Grill. Penny Pinch and Aaron.
Who bought lunch for everybody?
I bought dinner last night, and I bought fucking snacks yesterday.
You bought dinner? Where?
Yeah.
Carl's Jr.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Really bad.
Terrible.
I bought everybody lunch. I said, look, I don't want Lewis to feel guilty. I spent a lot on lunch.
No, he's trying to get him to take us out.
You
guys let him fucking Jew you down to what is it? Chicken o'clock.
Chicken o'clock?
Come on, what's it called? What's the place called? You know it. Chicky, yeah.
Chicken o'clock is when no need for apology comes on.
Hell yeah.
Chicken o'clock. Oh, boy, this neighborhood looks all chicken o'clocky. We better get out of here.
We could have had a fucking soundboard, dude. Paco, next time you come and you're doing a Realized podcast on the road, you bring a soundboard.
Bark, bark, bark.
That's our chicken sound effect.
Bark, bark, bark.
I treated these guys. Ain't no shame in this game.
Yeah,
you and I are high rollers. It's nice to treat
you.
We were supposed to take them to Capital Grill. Where do you want
to
go?
We were supposed to go to Capital Grill.
Sure, I'll eat there. I'm not hungry, though. Just like a steak, some lobster, some appies. I'll just go easy on it.
Are we going to get some steak tonight, boys?
No steak for me.
I feel like we just ate.
We just ate.
You eat again before the show?
I think we should eat after the show. I think that's a baller thing
What time is Capital Grill open? So, Paco, look up what time Capital Grill is open.
Denver, Colorado. Guaranteed at least 8:30.
I think Capital Grill is going to close at 11 p.m.
Yeah, 11.
And we're not going to be able. Our show doesn't even end until 9.
7:30, 9:30. We'll make it. It closed at 11 p.m.
10. It's going to
be tight.
I say we do a 6 o'clock reservation.
We're not hungry.
You're not hungry, Paco? You didn't want a steak?
We just ate. Find a later place.
Paco wants a steak.
We'll find a later place.
Paco, look up late night steak.
Late night steak. See what time steak
Paco's
o'clock
gonna
is.
Paco's going to do something. He's just sitting here. Dude.
Steak o'clock.
He's just sitting here pretending he's working, dude. He's got headphones on like he's a DJ. He's got one off the ear. Paco, chill, dude. We told him to talk. He picked up a microphone and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just monitoring the sounds.
Monitoring
the sounds so nobody
There's
peeks.
Multiple syllables you missed in that word.
Now this,
Paco.
We have a long trip. This is a lot of travel. People think that the road is easy. This is not an easy trip.
No.
You're up early tomorrow to fly to Vegas.
Yeah.
You get into Vegas, what, 9 a.m.?
Something like that.
Then you got to kill 15 hours.
15 hookers. You got to go to the desert and murder 15 hookers before the show.
Yeah. 15 hours. Then we have a midnight show. Tickets are selling, and I'm not name dropping, but two special guests come by.
Shane Gillis and Joe Rogan are both in town.
Yeah.
The same night as our show in Vegas.
As is Kevin McInnes and Anthony Cumia.
Who knows who's going to come in during the show?
Who knows where
the
show
is? Everybody's going to be there, dude.
Vegas is going to be popping off this weekend.
Yeah, I have a lot of friends in Vegas this weekend.
Who?
Mickey Gall's here this weekend. He's going to be cornering people at the UFC event. Shane's here this weekend.
Yep.
Anthony's here this weekend.
Yep.
It's crazy.
Really dropped off.
Yeah. There's a guy who fucking juggles on Fremont Street that's going to be there
Paco's
this weekend.
Here.
Now, Fremont Street's cool. Did you see the zip line that goes along the whole ceiling?
I've been going there 5 times in the past year because that's where Skankfest is going to be. You know, Skankfest is on Fremont Street. By the way, Yo Kratom presents Skankfest. Shout out to Yo Kratom, YoKratom.com for supporting everything
we do.
Did
you know gambling is legal there? You can gamble. There's like slot machines. There's a whole bunch of stuff.
Really, we're not going to get a steak tonight because Aaron's a fucking cheap fucking Jew.
I will let you buy me dinner.
Everything closes at 10, dude.
Oh, okay.
There's no dinner after 10.
Let's do this. Let's move our show to 9. Pull a heavy. What?
That's a shit
steakhouse. STK sucks.
It's a shit steakhouse, Paco.
It's so bad.
Paco, smack yourself right in your dumb face.
It's so overpriced. You go in, there's like loud disco music. People are extra super gay in there. It's so bad. The steak's not good. The apps aren't good. They try to make fusion.
Call them apps.
The apps.
Like a fat lady.
The apps. I have the apps. What do you got for apps? I feel like a fat lady today.
You do.
When you say app, it sounds like everything comes with ranch.
Yeah. Oh, boy. The appetizers.
All right.
You can maybe do 6 o'clock. I mean, I'm not going to make a
five. We're going to figure it out. Unless this is not interesting for people, we're going to continue the fucking show. They
We're opening the curtain. Let them know what it's like to be on the road.
This is.
And argue about what we're going to do until it's showtime.
No, because Aaron fucking jewed you guys into thinking he was buying you something, but all that was an opportunity for him to save $200 on dinner. I'm telling you, that's what happened, dude. He stuffed you guys. It's like they give you breadsticks before the fucking meal. You don't stuff yourself on bread, you idiots. You stuff yourselves on bread.
They stuff themselves on chicken.
It was chicken o'clock, Lewis. I have an alarm that goes off.
By the way, guys, breakfast slash lunch on me tomorrow in the lounge.
It's free. It comes with the fucking room.
The room. What room?
No, he meant the on the at the airport.
Yeah, at the airport.
Ooh, oh, yeah. The lounge.
Oh, is there free breakfast here?
What too? Time is your
11:30 or something.
My flight's so much earlier.
Yeah, you can move it.
Can't I?
All right. Look, these people don't care about your flight. Let's
fuck, dude. I would say go to get clear, guys. Get clear.
Yeah. Clear. You have clear?
No, I got to get it.
You were hoping a doctor yelled that last night.
Clear!
Zach was so sick last night.
I know, yeah.
By the end of what I was doing, I was shitting clear liquid.
Yeah. Did you call your wife and tell her how sick you got?
No, I didn't want to bother her.
You don't have
work
that.
In the morning.
Do you tell your chick everything?
No, I barely know her.
Yeah.
Dude, your wife called you like 7 times today.
Yeah, I talked to my wife
all
the
time. Does
she
know that you can text?
We talk all the time.
I admire it, but like if my chick called me that many times.
I'm a call guy.
You are.
I'm a call guy. Right, Paco? Am I not a call guy?
You're a call guy.
You start texting me. You text me 2-3 times in a row.
A girl.
A call girl.
Yeah, I'm a male hooker, folks. That's what I am. I'm a male prostitute.
I'm a call guy.
No, I like to pick up the phone. I like to call somebody. You start texting me a couple times, I'm like.
I get annoyed.
I can get a lot of words out of my mouth versus what my thumbs can do.
My chick called me, I would assume somebody died.
You talk very quickly and it's been influencing me, so I'll go to talk to someone and they go, well, let me, and I go, just let me say what I have to say.
Time is money,
because I'm gonna tell you everything that you're gonna say.
I only have so much time in my life, dude.
So much slower.
I just, do you ever do that? You ever work yourself up, like if somebody makes you angry, or I'm sorry, if somebody like wastes your time, does it ever make you angry like they're killing you?
Yeah.
Like, I literally, like, in my mind, I'm going, you're actually killing
me. You're killing me here.
But you're, like, you're taking time away from my life.
Sure.
It's gone. It's all we have in the world.
Oh, dude, this one time, we were supposed to do a podcast at 2:30.
Yeah.
And then we sat here like assholes watching Jurassic Park.
This other time, this one guy's like, make sure we're in the car by 11. And
then
I
we
was
sat
just
there
like
shirt off.
Yeah, for a good 23 minutes.
Yeah, crazy. You ever deal with that?
Yeah, never.
It's like
a real call guy.
I murdered you guys for a total of 41 minutes.
At least.
That I took away from your life.
I will let you buy me. I'm getting 2 lobster tails. Make your fucking dinner reservation. Dinner's on Lewis.
No, we're splitting the dinner.
I'm not splitting the dinner. You're on drugs. I bought lunch.
Paco's not coming because he doesn't want any. He said he doesn't want any.
I don't want to come. I'd rather nap.
So, where else do we have to go here? We got to go to Vegas. The fights are in town. Zach, you going to come to see the UFC with me?
Yes, please.
Let's do it. Yeah. Let's go fucking watch some fights. Saturday night. It's the biggest fight of the year.
It'll be on TV.
It's going to be on TV?
Pay-per-view.
Yeah. Or, you know what we could do? Instead of spending, like, probably $500 on tickets.
Go to a bar and watch it?
No, dude. I'm getting a room at the Circa, and we can watch it on the gigantic Jumbotron screen in the pool while we drink cocktails.
Awesome.
Yeah, dude.
And not be surrounded by UFC fans?
You know, well, there'll probably be some UFC fans, but not the ones that are at the end.
The Yahoos that'll go.
Yeah.
What's it like being there live, being at a fight? You've gone to a big one before?
Yeah, dude.
Is it crazy?
The energy is, like, very different. It's live anything, right? Stand-up, music, sporting event. Like, I don't give a fuck about baseball, but if I go to a fucking Yankees game and people are into it, the energy you feel from the crowd, they really give a fuck. You're drinking, you're eating hot dogs, you're with your friends. It's a fun experience, right? So that's the same thing. Whatever that that percentage of growth in terms of how cool it is, it's, like, the same thing. Like, it's substantially cooler to be at a UFC event live than it is to watch it on TV.
Can you see everything, or you have to look at the big screen?
Look at the big screen unless you're like on the floor or you're on the second level.
Why don't you guys go on the floor?
Because that would the event sold out, and that would cost us like maybe $5,000 each.
Do all these sell out?
I don't know if they all
do.
Sell
people
out
fly into Vegas to watch these things, or is it all locals?
Of course. Stop with your stupid.
Who's fighting?
I hate him.
Who's fighting?
I hate whatever the interview thing is happening right now. It stinks.
Who's fighting?
Just do Stregononia, please, dude. Please. Do a bit. Dude.
Why you kneel on my neck at Georgia Floyd? It's me, it's Stregononia.
Yeah. You're doing the old hits. Fucking character guy, dude. Yeah. You're doing fucking.
Kamisha's friend. She's bad at having personal moments.
Slaves like singing.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be pretty fucking incredible. What's the coolest live thing you've ever seen, Aaron, in your life? Coolest live experience, like, you know, whether it's concert, sporting event.
I rented this helicopter. We got to see New York. And
I had to watch my daughter forget something.
I went to Oh, I've been to like playoff hockey, Toronto Maple Leaf, like playoff hockey. That's pretty exciting. Neil Diamond, Luke Combs. That's about it.
None of this is all like horse shit.
Yeah, I don't like being around a lot of people.
Yeah, that's not. That's
If I go to a live thing, I'm going to be in a closed off suite.
Best live thing you've seen?
Bunch of concerts, but I mean, the coolest was Louis coming out at Skankfest.
That was one of the coolest things
ever. And that's not like promoting our shit at all. That was just the coolest thing.
Yeah, dude, we wouldn't promote our shit. We wouldn't promote Yo Kratom Presents Skankfest happening this October 14th through 16th.
That was like electric.
Strychnina presents a dead Kratom. I'm going to kill you with a Kratom instead of fentanyl, Georgia Floyd.
Yeah, guys, you will be able to watch live streams of Skankfest. Mint Comedy. MintComedy.com, folks.
They're the number one guys in live stream comedy. They make it so that people can't even steal it. Yeah, they can't steal it.
Yep.
How come? What if you hold your phone up to the computer?
You can do that.
Yeah.
You can hold your phone up to the computer, but you can't actually screen record. They have, like, whatever, like, Amazon does and, you know, the companies. Yeah, they do that.
How great would it be if you tried to hold your phone up and it's like, and you get electrocuted? Killed you. Yeah.
Murdered people that were trying to steal from us.
Comedy people. They're pretty hardcore about
this. Let's do plugs real quick. While we're at it, let's do our plugs real quick. We got a little bit of time left here. Been a great show so far. We are on the road. We're doing another show this weekend, Zach. On Saturday, we'll be in Las Vegas doing our show with Paco. Yeah, we are. Let's do some plugs. Zach, can make it. What are you plugging?
Just September the 18th, Catalyst Wrestling will be back in Brooklyn at Chilo's. Come out. Tacos, tequila, wrestling. Come party with me.
Nice.
Wow.
Aaron?
I'm going to be on the road with you till the end of January, but got some big shit coming up. October 24th, me and Robert Klein doing a fundraiser for Gilbert Gottfried's family at Gotham Comedy Club. Check that out. And I'll be in New York City. And we have a big announcement that we'll be making mid-September about our tour. We've added a special date, top secret, right now. And AaronBerg.com, all the tickets there. At Aaron Berg Comedy, Berg's Base on this very network right here.
Yeah, guys, you love the show. Go subscribe to Gas Digital. Use the promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for the Real Ass Podcast and all the other shows on the network. Come see me live. This is coming out on Friday. So, yeah, this Sunday night, we will be in Los Angeles at the Comedy Store, the Depraved Live at the Store. I love doing it at the Comedy Store. It's always great. Aaron's going to be on the show. Zach's going to be on the show. Annie Letterman, Adam Carolla, Julian McCullough. A bunch of other people are going to be popping. It's going to be a fucking blast. Grab your tickets before they sell out. Also, me and Aaron will be in Tampa at the end of the month, the 22nd through the 25th, and then Plano, Texas, the last few days of September to the first few days of October. Lots of other stuff coming up. LewisofSkanks.com for tickets. And, yeah, support all that we do here at the Gas Digital Network. We appreciate
that. Fans were great last night. We met a veteran.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Nice guy.
Very nice guy.
So sweet.
Yeah, loved him. He was...
He watches all the shows. He's just amazing. Amazing dude. Great guy. He was a nom.
He was...
You see that girl with the fire engine red hair and the giant tits?
Yeah.
I wanted to fucking nom, 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 nom on those.
What a great joke.
She had great tits.
The fantastic. Veiny tits.
Do you like veiny tits?
I like any tits. I love fat tits.
Yeah. Veins I like. I like those veins.
And she knew, too, because she came over to me at the bar, and they were on my shoulder, perched like a parrot the entire time she talked to me.
She knows you like big fat tits.
She knew what she was doing. She was an angel.
You assume Zach enjoys big fat. Just stop there. Just whatever.
Yes.
After that, it's all good. The crowds were fucking great, dude. Honestly, first time I've ever been in Colorado at all. I want to come back, dude. I'm excited. Maybe we'll come back and go skiing this year. We'll do another show because we're only here on a Wednesday and Thursday. If we would have done a weekend, it would have been fucking like
they
wild,
said,
dude.
Come do a weekend next time. And this club, if you haven't been to Looney's, state of the art, brand new, fucking fire. This club, you know, when you go to a movie theater, reclining seats. That's the experience that you get.
Of course.
Here. It was great.
Yeah, yeah.
I liked it. It was throwback 80s. That was 80s comedy club.
It felt like. Look, we did great, okay? Yeah. No, it was a great club. I'm not shitting on Looney's.
I'm not shitting on it either.
Cool. We were apprehensive when we saw the outside.
Yeah, the outside looks like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Looks like an old bowling alley.
George Burns is their logo.
Yeah.
Yeah. They have house comics there. You know, some of the staff... Excuse me. Some of the staff, they're house comics, and they're outside, like, talking comedy gossip.
I'm 20 pounds away from being a house comic.
But it's really fun. They have lockers there. And then the one guy came up to me. He's like, hey, man, I have a dirty show here once a month. I do. So I do what you do, and it's just really.
Oh, I got that speech too.
It's really cool to see it.
Nobody, if anybody started talking to me, I just did a beeline in the opposite direction of them.
You don't want to talk.
I don't talk to the locals.
You're not a man of the people.
No, not at all. Why? No, I'm kidding. Obviously, they're all great, dude. They're all fucking great. No, I thought Looney's was great. My only problem was they had a fucking like special events coming up thing, like a calendar of events. And we were doing a Wednesday show.
We weren't on it.
We weren't on it. It was just, I guess, Thursday through Sunday. And then
we sold it out.
We sold it out on a fucking Wednesday. And I'm going, like, what? Like, we're not even being promoted, which is just a little bit annoying. Where it's like, because I asked, I was like, how many people here are friends of Legion of Skanks? And literally 100% of the fucking crowd clapped.
There was nobody there that's like, well, who's at Looney's Wednesday? We should go, asshole.
Yeah. So I just, you know, could have been a little bit of fucking... little more support on that end.
I think now that they've seen, they're like, oh, okay, we should bring these guys back and suck their dicks. Suck their big fat greasy
possibly
dicks.
But yeah, shout out. It was a great club, and they got some good comics coming up. Paul Hooper, friend of the show, is coming up in a few weeks.
Yeah, so. Giant cock. Yeah.
Pauly Shore.
Yeah. Is he?
The Wheeze.
Nice. Yeah.
He's going to where else? So, where else is he going to be?
It's going to be at Skankfest, presented by YorkRatum.com. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of What's Snacking On. That's all I got to do. White power. Aaron, what's snacking on?
Everything.
What's snacking on right now? What's not snacking on? Red meat, as your wife told me.
No,
she came
red
up
meat.
To me. She got mad at me. She was like, are you letting Aaron eat steak on the road?
Yeah.
And I was like, exclusively.
Is that what you call strange pussy?
Only on their period.
Yeah. No red meat. I'll tell you what I'm snacking on big time. The Cars trail mix, the dark chocolate and peanut butter trail mix that I got turned on to at Gas Digital. Then I ate it. Now I eat about like 4 bags a day.
What is it? The Cars.
The trail mix we have in the purple
the trail
bag.
Mix, but not the one with the raisins.
The blue bag.
The purple bag
with the M&M's mix in. It's
the purple.
No, it's
the peanut butter one.
The blue one. No, the blue one. You're right. Yeah.
The one with the
it's
dark
so
chocolate peanut butter.
It's really healthy.
Oh no, you mean all the candy?
Just
that
candy.
They throw some fucking nuts inside of
yeah,
the bag.
Yeah, candy and nuts.
It's a bag of candy with some nuts in it.
Yeah, yeah so yeah, good yeah, and healthy. Good. I love healthy. It.
Aaron eats a lot of this on the road. So what's Aaron snacking on? He always eats like it'll be a breakfast cereal bar. It'll be like a Lucky Charms,
Golden
or a
Grams.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch bar.
Yeah.
But it's like there's not even like there's no healthy component.
No
to this.
Protein.
This is like nothing in it. So I turned Aaron on to another thing, which he fucking loves.
No
Aaron,
carb,
Aaron,
no
what
sugar.
Snacking on? What you snacking on?
Those peanut butter cups, yo.
Son.
That's right. They're not the Reese one. They're the ones that are made by Quest Bar.
Quest Bar makes a peanut butter cup.
And boy, is it heavy and fill you up.
Hey, well, it's got protein in it. It's a protein peanut butter cup, and it tastes pretty goddamn good.
I'm going to go get 8 of them today because they're so good for you.
Well, they're not, you know, I wouldn't say good for you.
Oh, yeah, you
they're,
said
they're
good
better,
for
they're
me.
Better than sugar.
Right,
than
so the, eat lots
than,
of them.
Better than a fucking cereal bar.
Have 8 to 10 daily.
There you go.
They're really good. What are you snacking on?
What am I snacking on? What we snacked on last night?
Pussy.
Carl's fucking Jr.
Ugh.
Yuck. I was high. I had a moment. We talked about it. We had a discussion about how good or bad Carl's Jr. is. Guys, Carl's Jr.'s fucking sucks.
It was just
bad.
Okay.
Just bad. It was genuinely awful.
Right away, you disliked it. One bite in.
You were like, this is horseshit.
It's bad. This is
terrible.
This burger's awful. You said this is awful meat between awful bread.
It was. There was not a single redeeming quality about this goddamn burger, okay? And I hated it. And I ate the whole thing. Because once you pop, you can't stop, as they say.
Paco, what are you snacking on?
I've been snacking on these birthday cake protein bars.
Are you trying to be funny? Are you trying to parody Aaron right now?
No, actually, I am.
Parody Aaron?
Parody
Can't
Aaron.
Do a parody of Aaron now. Go ahead, go. Yeah.
Yo, guys, it's me, Aaron being a black guy.
That's pretty good.
I didn't mind it.
Yeah.
You know, you can stay on the show as long as you're Aaron being a black guy for the rest of the
Keep
show.
Doing that.
I'm okay.
Sounds like Hulk Hogan more.
Yeah.
It is. Throughout my career, I've loved being outside of a room when you're in and watching people just process what's happening.
Yeah.
Because it'll just be like, this guy's got a hat on. What are you, gay? And everybody goes, bah! And then somebody goes, Yeah, I guess that guy looks gay in that hat.
Yeah, Aaron is just a storm of fucking energy. He comes out the gate and just doesn't stop the entire time. And then I got to go up afterwards with him again and pretend to have energy. I'm like, I guess we're going to go do this now. And then Aaron's like, bah, 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 bah. And then I throw one little one out there, and then it's all done.
Yeah, you get some big snipes in there.
Get some snipes in there. What are you going to do?
You can close it out tonight, then I'll come up at the end.
Please. Let's do it. You know what? That'll actually be better. See, you'll fucking murder, then I'll go up and do okay, then we'll go back out and murder again. It'll be fucking great. Think about that. No, the shows have been fucking incredible.
Shows
so if you haven't come out yet to the Offend Everyone tour, you guys have really fucked up, folks. I'll tell you that much.
Let's talk about this. No. It's 100 degrees in Colorado. Why?
I don't know. I thought it was this place, a town where people ski.
Didn't you think it'd be cold here?
I brought hoodies and sweatpants.
Yeah.
I was like, finally, guys, the fall in Colorado. Did you imagine it being like snow-topped mountains?
It'd be so nice. Fresh air.
I did check the weather the day before, and I was like, it's going to be a fucking 100?
100? Yeah. Is that how hot it is today?
Zach Pukin. It's 100 degrees out.
It was 100 the other day when I checked.
No two ways about it.
Zach, what you snacking on?
I'm afraid to have them. I bought them, and then I got sick, so now I'm afraid to eat them.
What?
Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
Flamin' Hot Funyuns.
Doesn't that sound good?
I've seen them. 97 degrees in Denver.
Now I'm afraid to eat them because I got sick.
Dude, I can't do fucking... Dude, if I do... Anything hot, it comes out of my asshole so bad. Yeah. It really does. Like, my body doesn't process the fucking... So, it literally makes my shit, like
hot.
Hot shit, dude.
Hot shit.
That burns... Does that happen literally to everybody, or do certain people process it?
I think it might be if you have roids, then you have, like, a more open ass. You might have a more...
You have hemorrhoids?
No, not now.
Not now?
People always have hemorrhoids, technically. You never really get rid of them. You have hemorrhoids. They're just not inflamed.
I don't.
Yeah, you do.
Pretty sure I don't.
You do. That's science, dude.
Don't you imagine Aaron's...
I don't get all science-y on you, dude, but yeah,
you do. You imagine Aaron's hemorrhoids is eight little Aaron's? Just eight little Aaron's screaming every time he shits?
Yeah, dude. Is that for everybody? Like Paco? Or when I was younger, I don't feel like that was the case. When I was 17, if I ate hot sauce, I didn't shit out hot heat. But you know what?
Might be wear and tear, though.
It has also been a long time since I have shit out full corn kernels. Mm-hmm. I don't do that anymore. When I was younger, I would shit out full corn kernels in my shit all the time. And I guess my body processes the corn now in a different way. Was I swallowing the corn? Is this a bit from the 80s? I think a lot of people do this bit, right? A lot. Did I eat the corn?
What happened to all the corn in my shit? When I was young, I used to poop and I'd count the corn. Now there's no corn.
Am I crazy? Do you get corn in your shit anymore?
I rarely eat corn.
Zach?
Yeah. Sometimes you get like a green pepper or something.
Really? It's you.
Sometimes, yeah.
It's because you swallow things whole?
Yeah, you're like a duck.
Entire bags of Funyuns. Yeah. You know, shit comes out of your shit.
Fucking PVC label still on it.
He's got a Nokia 5160 phone.
A pillow.
Yeah, dude. But your asshole burns when you eat hot shit, right?
Sometimes. It depends. But I also eat really hot stuff, so regular hot stuff doesn't kill me.
If I go to Mamoon's, okay, mm-hmm. which is a great fucking... Have you had Mamoon's?
It's fantastic. Right. It's the best
it's
one.
It's so good, dude. But
Middle Eastern hot's a different kind of hot. Though,
whatever their hot sauce
it's
is.
It's not like
dude.
Spanish hot.
Dude, whatever their hot sauce is at Mamoon's.
It's Paco, the blood of 9/11 people.
No, it's amazing.
It's so hot, but you just need a little dot, like a little red dot.
Yeah, that's how you find them.
Make me my falafel.
That's how they, that's what is on Indian people's forehead. It's the hot sauce from Mamoon.
This falafel is too hot.
That was my favorite joke when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Yeah, I told you that joke, right? Yeah. You know, it's like, why do Indian women have that red dot on their forehead? Because people keep on going up to him being like, you are so fucking ugly.
When I was a kid, they used to call Indian people push starts and pull starts.
Yeah.
Because those are the two kinds of motor, the motors on boats, either the button or the... So turbines were pull starts and dots were push starts.
Would people say that was racist now?
Yeah, I'd say it's racist now. It doesn't mean it's not funny.
Dude, the hot sauce from Mamoon's, it's fucking burning hot, dude. But it's so good, dude. And their shawarma sandwich, if you're in fucking New York, you got to go. You got to go to the one in the West Village, too. I'd say even though the one in the East Village, they do a whole wheat wrap. But
the one by the cellar.
The one right next door to the cellar. You get a side of falafel, which what is falafel? It's like puke. It's deep fried. We have this puke and we're going to deep fry it, but it's delicious. I have no idea.
I've never eaten Middle Eastern food once, and I threw up once in
Montreal. Just at the thought of it, dude.
Tahini was on it. I'm allergic to tahini.
That's also disgusting. Dude, Montreal is gross food. Yeah. Like, people act like their food is good. It's fucking terrible, dude. Yeah. If you go to England, dude, their fucking Indian food, like, their street food.
Good.
No.
Indian food?
Dude, their street food in
it's
England
crap.
Is
street food, yeah, but
dude.
I've gone to good Indian restaurants in London. They're delicious.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry, I just got a text.
Okay.
Got a text from this fucking...
And I'll tell you what else is good there. Duck. You ever have a roasted duck?
I love a duck. People don't order duck enough, doggy.
No.
You know what I had once that was fucking baller? Turducken.
Yeah.
It's fucking changed your day.
Yeah.
That was so fucking duck.
Yeah.
It was sometimes they put bacon on
each other, right?
Hmm?
You know what my problem with turducken is? It's almost my same problem with chicken cordon bleu. Mm-hmm.
It's too many textures?
No. There's something weirdly like mad scientist-y about throwing the bodies of animals within each other to be consumed.
You get offended by the weirdest stuff.
It's a crazy thing, though, dude.
So don't think it like it's stuffed. They flatten them all out, and then they put it back together and sew it together.
That's...
that's like a Frankenstein.
He's fucking dead, man.
That sounds worse.
You'll see.
That's like, dude, from Nightmare Before Christmas, the
Sally?
Doctor.
Oh, yeah.
The doctor would be like, I'm making turducken.
They just put a hamster in the middle for no reason.
Dude, no way, dude. Dude,
so is there a rat in the middle of this?
Chicken cordon bleu, it's like there's chicken, and you're like, where are you going to put some fucking pig on the inside of this chicken for you?
Yeah.
And you take it, it's delicious. But I start thinking about it, it sort of makes me sick a little bit.
What about French food?
Love it. It's my favorite cuisine.
Really nice restaurants.
Love some French cuisine, dude.
They spend so much time on the sauce.
Yeah.
They do everything juste right.
I hated that. I don't know why I hated it so much. I didn't like it. Edit that, please. Whatever it was. I go to a French restaurant, get some duck, get some French onion soup.
Yeah. Oh, it's nice.
Let's go.
French people, they don't fuck around. You got to be older to enjoy it. I took Piper to a French restaurant. She liked it.
Really?
She has a lot of memories now. They said she keeps
remember
all of her
all,
memories
dude.
From
she
when she's three and a half.
She doesn't remember.
As long as you take her to French restaurants and fly her on helicopters.
Doggy, no.
Guarantee
it's all a waste.
She took pictures of it. She remember it.
Disney is a waste at this age.
No,
did you
not.
Go to Disney with her already?
Dude, our kid goes to private school. You're talking apples and oranges here. She remembers everything.
She doesn't remember Disney at this age, dude. We took my niece and my son to Disney. My son barely remembers it now.
Come on. How old was he?
He was maybe 7 or 6.
And he doesn't remember Disney.
He remembers it like lightly.
It's gay.
Yeah. It's gay. He's a gay kid. A little gay fucking...
I'm going to go to Disney this year.
Are you?
Yeah, you're telling me that.
It's great, dude. No, it's great. But she's a little bit... I would wait till she's like 7.
I'm not going to enjoy it. Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
What did you like? All the
well, I also...
Chicks dressed
no,
up?
No, I... no, I liked... you like watching your kid enjoy themselves.
Yeah.
You know? But that's... You really like it. It's fucking... It's a whole other level, dude.
Yeah. But you then know? What do you
I got
do?
Fucking... I got Goofy to do skank hands.
Did you?
That's what I got I did, dude.
Hey, Mickey, say the N-word. Come on, I got 80 bucks.
I guess I will.
N-word.
That was really fun. Some guy was telling me about, like, apparently there's a Star Wars world in Disney.
You can stay on
a
ship.
A hotel.
But it's crazy expensive.
Yeah, I heard it's crazy expensive. This guy, it's a fucking dough. We were talking in the hotel in Italy.
Yeah.
The last day of the hotel, I said that was, like, particularly nice. It was all fucking rich people. It's, like, talking shit at the pool. And he took his whole family, and he was like, dude, like, you open up the thing, and you're, like, on the ship. And he was
come
like,
on.
He was like, it's a whole other level.
Dude, you have a droid in your room that's on a screen that's, like, your concierge.
Yeah, and there's a game happening around you. Like, you're part of either the Resistance or the whatever. And, like, you can
and if you do everything right, you see Yoda. Like, it's wild. It's a whole experience.
It's super submersive, and it's, like, you know, like, apparently it's, like, incredible. Like, very,
but it's
very
like,
cool.
So what's this cost? Bang. Like, $100 a night?
No, Disney Star Wars Hotel will cost $4,809 for two people for two nights.
I'm in. Wow. I'll do it.
It's cheaper than a helicopter.
And this is for
my
a midweek.
Doesn't like Star Wars.
Midweek so. Package.
Star Trek? Star Wars.
Star Wars. Yeah.
Is there another high end
Star Trek
there?
One? Yeah. That'd be fun.
That's in like Reno.
It's all woke now. Yeah. They went totally. Star Trek, I heard, was the first real woke show ever before woke was cool.
Yeah, Captain Kirk kissed a black chick.
Right, and what else?
I think an alien first and then a black chick.
Someone was like an Asian guy driving. What else? There was the black lady mm-hmm. on that show. What did she do?
Well, Roseanne was pretty woke back in the day. Right? Roseanne kissed a chick on the show. That was a big moment. It was the first lady-on-lady kiss on
really?
Network television.
What about Ellen DeGeneres? She didn't do that?
She was straight on her show, dude.
She lied.
Yeah, that she only came out at the end and the show got canceled.
She's
yeah,
a fucking really. Lying dyke. Yeah. She fucking pulled
like,
the wool over.
Calm down, Macaulay. She's like, I'm Ellen.
What was the first gay kiss? Soap?
I don't know.
I think it was the show Soap was the first gay kiss.
I don't know.
I think the first
on TV.
Yeah.
Wow. And do you think
it's so funny? I really, really.
Oh my god!
I remember being younger, being like 17 or 18, and if I saw two guys kiss, I would try to kill them. No, I would.
I'm not homophobic. I will fight gay people.
No, it was
easily.
Jarring.
It was jarring, dude. It was like, what the fuck is it? Like, I would.
Yeah. Now imagine all that in the back of your mind going, "You can do that." Think about all that fucking going on.
Yeah, dude.
It was fucking. It's crazy, like how far we've come. Where it's like, just like in commercials, Ellen now, got like, dudes are like just leaning in and making out with each other.
Ellen got death threats. Like that was like a real fucking.
Your pussy stinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. She was ahead of the curve. Jeremy Piven was on that show. Remember?
Yes, he was.
Yep.
Aaron knows everything that every actor who's under 5'7 has done. Yeah. It's this weird little thing.
He was a groundbreaking actor on the first ever lesbian show. Jeremy Piven really made some strides.
And now for Warwick Davis's credits.
Lynn Troyer was a pioneer. Belonged in a wheelchair, but still was able to walk with his wonky
hips.
That's
how you get into the Star Wars thing. We'll get you an Ewok costume.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, really?
Dude, remember, dude, you really got, like, back in the day, if you were a midget actor in, like, 83.
You got a lot of work.
Yeah, you got a lot of work to do.
They're all Ewoks.
In, dude. You got
they
locked
were,
in.
Every little person actor you've ever heard of was a fucking Ewok.
Yeah, dude.
They were just flying them in.
Yeah, they didn't give a shit.
And they did a lot of drugs. I knew a midget actor in Toronto. He was the worst blackout drunk I've ever met in my life. Midgets drink a lot.
What's
God
that great line in fucking Bad Santa when he tries to buy the midget another shot? He goes, motherfucker, I'm 75 pounds.
They drink a lot.
That black midget was definitely an Ewok. And he was a bunch of other shit, too.
An N-word.
A problem. A nuisance.
An absent father. A guy who'd steal from the DMV.
Yeah, dude. What did Warwick Davis do? He did Willow. That was like my first. Me and my sister loved Willow. Loved Willow. Like we
never watched it.
Really?
Gay.
Great movie. Come on, dude. It's fucking awesome. Actually, I don't even know if it was awesome. I don't even know if it holds up.
It's okay.
Yeah. What was it? Was it sort of like? I almost feel like it was sort of. I'm assuming
it's Jim Henson-y.
Real like sci-fi like fans were just like. This is some fucking wannabe hack horse shit.
It's kid stuff.
It's like what Blow was to a Scorsese movie. You know what I'm saying?
That
where
makes
sense. You're like, all right, dude, this isn't really fucking
in
the category. You're sort of just pretending to be the category.
Like Blow to Goodfellas.
Yeah.
You're way off base.
Well,
it's the genre, but it's not.
But it's a pale imitation, is what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
It really wants to be that thing.
But Willow was like, I remember having like little Willow action figures. I mean, it got big enough, right?
Yeah. People dug it.
Yeah.
There's a great story. Bobcat tells a story about his scene in Blow, where it's him, Johnny Depp, and Paul Rubens.
Mm-hmm.
And in the middle of it, between takes, Bobcat goes, is anyone in this scene not on probation right now? And then they're talking about what they did.
Yeah.
And Bobcat's like, I set the Tonight Show on fire. And Johnny Depp, didn't you destroy a hotel room? And Johnny Depp's like, in my defense... The hotel room made the first move. And then they all look at Paul Rubens and go, nah, never mind.
Jacked off in a movie theater.
Dude, that movie Blow was pretty good overall. Well, like, I liked it. But I think I've talked about it on this show or another show, whatever. But the end scene bugs the shit out of me. Because if you... Do you know the ending of Blow? Do you remember what happens?
I've watched the movie like 10 times, but let me...
You love it. You love Blow.
It through. Can we do a spoiler alert here?
Yeah, the movie's been out for 20 years, Aaron.
So, it's... The guy comes in to set him up after he comes back into the business, right? Then what happens
go
next?
Go fast forward. He's in jail. Very end. The very end. Last scene of the movie.
I don't remember.
So he's in jail, right? And his daughter shows up, what seems to be like, you know, after like a decade of not seeing her. And he's like, oh, how have you been? You know, he's talking to her and she's kind of like old and feeble. And then after like, you know, 2 or 3 minutes of them talking, the security guard's like, hey, what's his name? The guy's name?
I can't remember, whatever, yeah.
Whatever the guy's name is. Hey, Johnny Depp's character. Hey, Johnny Depp's character. I was like, who are you talking to? Get in here. And then you see him that he's like just, he's losing his marbles. And his daughter's not there. Oh, yeah. So he was like, oh. Oh, and then they bring him back inside, and, like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, he fucking, you know, what a sad ending to this dude. He's, like, lost his mind, and his daughter never came to see him. But this cocksucker got out of jail in, like, 2006, and he's just, like, fucking as sharp as could be, dude. He's got stories, he goes on radio shows. He's like, oh, man, that was a crazy time, wasn't it, bro? The ending never happened. It drives me out of my mind.
He never thought he saw his
daughter. It's like fucking ham inside a chicken.
They just added it for no
reason. It's crazy, dude. Makes no sense.
Can I say what I think the best cocaine scene in a movie is?
Please.
Flight.
Where they're trying to sober him up?
When they're trying to sober him up before the trial, and John Goodman, maybe my favorite
character,
my favorite drug dealer in any movie.
Yeah, yeah.
John Goodman with the fucking snake on his fucking satin jacket.
Yeah, yeah.
Shows up and does coke with Denzel. That is the fucking coolest.
It's a great movie. I thought it was such a good movie.
It's such a good movie. Yeah, have you seen it?
No.
It's Denzel. It's based.
Is it based off a true story?
Kind of. Not really.
I mean,
it's based on a real accident.
Okay, so if it's based on a true story, it's crazy because in the movie, he flies the airplane upside down while he's on coke.
It's
a commercial jet.
Yeah, yeah. Denzel's a pilot, and he's a drunk. He has some vodka and orange juice, falls asleep, wakes up, and the plane is crashing.
Yeah.
He pulls some maneuver, flies the plane upside down, and crashes it in a way that, like, three people die out of all these people on this passenger jet. And he's a hero. And he's lauded as, like, this big hero.
Yeah.
And then they find the vodkas in the trash of the pilot section.
Yeah.
And they blame the stewardess who died and said she was drunk.
Whoa.
And it's him going on trial.
She was hot, dude.
Yeah. And it's him going on trial and, like, whether or not he's going to lie for her honor or whatever.
By the way, stewardess that died, and the way she died was, like, the plane dropped in altitude and she went boom, and she snapped her neck on the top of the thing.
Yeah.
Toit.
Yeah.
Still toit.
I think they also show her boobs.
Do we see her boobs?
Yeah.
Very toit.
Denzel's like, are you dead? Oh, I think she's dead.
Yeah.
No pulse.
So.
Tune in Tokyo.
Yeah, so that, I don't remember where we were at in the story.
Just best cocaine scene.
Best cocaine scene, yeah, yeah. That was a great cocaine scene. Great movie, I enjoyed it. Scarface, go watch, guys, go watch
over
Flight.
The top. Too much, too fake.
Yeah.
Sticks his head down in it.
What's a scene that makes you want to do cocaine, though?
Oh, Wolf of Wall Street. Wolf of Wall Street made me want all the drugs. It made me wish Quaaludes were around.
Dude, the first... like two or three episodes of what's the fucking show, dude? It's about the crack epidemic. I've talked about it before.
Oh, fuck.
227.
Look
The Jeffersons.
Living Single.
Monique.
In Living Color.
No, dude, it's Snowfall. The first two or three episodes before they, like, figure out how to turn it into crack, it's all, like, just them doing, like, the highest, purest blow, and they make it look so cool, and then it turns into crack. And then you were like, dude, I want to do some crack.
Really?
Let's go. No, you never want to do crack.
No.
Yeah.
The guy that made the Sonic food last night, not Sonic, Carl's Jr., was smoking crack.
It was so funny. We pulled up, and he was like, hey, welcome, Carl's Jr. How you doing? Aaron's like, I'm doing great. How are you? He goes, could be better.
Yeah.
Not that good, actually.
Not that good, actually.
All right, look, let's wrap this show. This has been a lot of fun. Thank you for enjoying the Real Ass Podcast, the special road trip edition here in Denver. We'll be back on Monday with another show from Vegas. Hopefully have some special guests. We'll have a lot of fun. But thank you guys for watching. Thank you for subscribing to Gas Digital. We'll check you guys on Monday.
That's all, folks.